Off the Ball Breakfast.
We're in a death spiral.
Death BT. Because BT is 40 million, isn't it?
Well, you know.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Stephen, obviously big game on Friday night, but before we get into the cup semi-final, it's your 1,000 game in club management. How does it feel to kind of be like complete a phenomenal achievement within the Irish game?
It's not something that I was really aware of up to recently, and I hadn't been taken off 800, 900. Like, it wasn't anything I was actually aware of. So it's interesting to think about it as a milestone. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have envisaged it when I started. So it's poignant that FAI Cup semi-final, big game in Turner's Cross.
Yeah,
I've had so many battles over the years.
Exactly.
So looking forward to it.
Can you remember what your thoughts were and what your maybe nerves were in game one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I was manager of Longford Town. Used to be a League Cup at the start of the season. It was Dundalk I played against, mm-hmm. and in Oriel Park, and it was Jim McLaughlin was in the opposite dugout.
Okay.
You know, so it was a huge experience for me, and one I'll always remember fondly.
What's the most important thing or the biggest thing that you've learned over your 1,000 games in club management?
Right, that is a seriously big question.
Well, you can take your time.
What is the biggest thing I've learned? Listen, I'm constantly learning.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. If you stand still, you get left behind. Mm-hmm. And there's such a high turnover of managers over the years, and obviously it's a tough industry. It's the most ruthless of industries. It can, you know, and you've in setbacks for 95% of people are inevitable. Mm-hmm. And it's that's part of it, and you've got to have conviction in whatever way you want to play, and have absolutely belief in yourself, and and try and enjoy what you do, try and create environments that you enjoy coming into.
Yeah, I suppose as well, like we had the FAI Oireachtas hearing last week. We've had Will Clark's presentation to I guess the general public as well about the investment into young players, into facilities. What advice do you have for people who want to become coaches? Because mm-hmm. sometimes in the League of Ireland, if you're out of a job, it can be quite hard to get back into a job. And also, if you leave a job in the Premier Division or the First Division, the opportunities there to go elsewhere are limited.
Yeah. What advice would I give? It is difficult because you have to. I not necessarily advising people that that's what they should do, because it is fraught with challenges, you know, in Ireland, because it could be argued we don't have a full industry, you know, because mm-hmm. the advent of full time clubs throughout the country. It's great, but obviously there's just two or three jobs at each club and four, so and that's why we do need full time academies or academies that people can give more time to, for sure. And that's interesting, you know, in the advent of Brexit and all of those players that I capped at under 21 level, that when we looked at the whole system and saying, well, what are the best players at all the age groups, and how can we get them into the international team? Like, how can we get the best players into the under 21 international team?
Yeah.
And we picked the best 16, 17 year olds. They're all the international team, and we played them in the under 21s, and they got a lot of experience and they played. But a lot of those players had been in academies in England since they were 16, the high percentage of them. Some weren't, you know, of course. There are always exceptions, but who've come through. So it is, how does that void feel, and how can you do that? How can we create an environment? And obviously Mason Mealy has come to the attention because he's in Air Force team now at 17, and he's banging in goals, and he's brilliant. But it's hard for other players to get in, and the more successful you get, it is harder for clubs that put, you know, so how do you, you know, you, so you need to raise the standards, because the standard of the under 19 league in comparison to the first team, it's just a massive jump, or the under 20 league, it's a massive jump.
Yeah, and I suppose you just mentioned Mason Melia, he'll probably be most likely be involved in our 21 squad next week. Keane Levy's playing really, really well as well. We lost to Armenia, the Irish national team lost to Armenia a couple of weeks ago, and Armenia had six players of their domestic league in their squad. What did the likes of maybe Melia or Keane Levy and Joe Redmond, who all have definitely would have international aspirations, what do they need to do within the League of Ireland to maybe get a call up for the Republic of Ireland squad?
Yeah, well, I think we've got to, for all of us at St Patrick's League, obviously we've got to improve first of all within our own league. We've got to do that, because at the moment we're not challenging for league titles at the moment. Shamrock Rovers are champions elect, so we have it all to do in the semi-final to go up against Cork. Mm-hmm. Big game for us to get into the final before we before we get ahead of ourselves. We've got to focus on being better ourselves this season. Obviously we had a brilliant run of form last season. We came in mid-season and went from top and bottom to right up to the top of the league and got into Europe, and they've had the experience of playing 12 European games in between July and July. Yeah. But our league form has been inconsistent, and we had an inconsistent period in the middle of the season, and we've recently been doing very, very well, had a great run of form, and then had a setback in Sligo on Saturday. So now we've got to try and bounce back this weekend against a Cork team who'll be hugely motivated.
Yeah, you've won three FAI Cups as a manager yourself. You've been to a few finals as well. How much of a big occasion is it to get back to probably the biggest day in the Irish footballing calendar?
Yeah, no, it is a special occasion, huge, huge occasion, and it's very special for everyone, all the players' families, and for supporters of every club, and for the communities of all the clubs and extended communities. And obviously, it can be a huge, huge occasion, and when you win it, it's really special.
Yeah, and I suppose it's also the extra carrot of Europa League qualification if you do win the FAI Cup. Is that something as well that you have your mind on as well? Because it's the league, obviously you can still qualify through the league as well, but to win the cup as well and have a big day out, that would also mean something a lot to the fans as well.
Well, before we can even consider that, we've got to win a semi-final.
Yeah.
And so that's really what we're focused on now. We're not really dreaming about that at the minute, because we know we've got a tough game against Cork. We were flying, then we've had the setback on Saturday. Players are disappointed, so we've just got to let that disappointment infiltrate the psyche of the players, and because that has been an issue for us, like, because the players, when they lose, are so disappointed and very hard on themselves, and it's led to sometimes another defeat. So we have to make sure that we respond in the right manner and try and get the victory that we need.
You beat them a week or two ago 4-0 at home. Is it kind of harder to plan again for a second game out, because obviously a cup semi-final is a one-off occasion? Does that previous game have any relevance to the game on Friday night?
No, I don't see any relevance to it. I think it's completely separate entities. It's an away game. You know, I think then our opposition, Cork, will, you know, could set up differently, so I don't see the two games the same.
Okay, thanks very much, Joe. Big cup semi-final coming up on Friday. How's training been going so far this week ahead of the big game against Cork?
Yeah, it's been going really good. Obviously we've played them recently, so we've been doing our prep on them, and now it's gone really well. We've trained well, and we know what to expect going down to Cork. We know it's going to be a hostile environment. We know what they're going to be about, and it's going to be a great atmosphere and a great day Friday. Yeah,
yeah. You beat them 4-0 there a week or two ago up in Chicor. Is it kind of harder, maybe psychologically as well, to, you know, beat them again for a second time in kind of quick succession?
We know it's going to be a completely different game down there. I mean, the one in Richmond is a different competition, and momentum is a big thing, but they know what's at stake and we know what's at stake. It's a chance to go to a cup final, so we know it's going to be all left out there for both teams, so we have to be ready and relish the moment down there.
Yeah, like, you were part of the cup winning team, you captained the side in 2023. How big would it be for you personally, and also the rest of the players, the staff, the management, and also the fans, to get back to, I guess, the biggest day in Irish football?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what it does for the club and the buzz that it brings around everyone is unbelievable. So yeah, for me personally, on a personal note, it was one of my best days in football, so I definitely want to get back there and try to get another trophy. So as a group, it's the same. We've spoke about being down in Cork and playing in the semi-final down there before, and trying to use that as much as we can to tap into how we prepared and how we dealt with moments down there. So look, that's something that we're going to embrace down there, but we know what's at stake, and yeah, it's a huge day for us if we can get there, but we're not looking any further than Cork.
I suppose it's as well as it's another great opportunity to qualify for European competition this season. You get into Europa League if you win the cup. You're still in contention in European spots in the league, but is this maybe your biggest opportunity to get back into Europe for next season?
It is an opportunity to get back into Europe. Most importantly, it's about trying to win the cup, but it is a route to get back into Europe, and then of course we still have the league that we're still competing for to get a Europe spot.
I suppose the two teams playing in Europe this week in Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers, does that, having two Irish teams in the league phase of a European competition, does that kind of spur you on and kind of motivate you to try and replicate like something like that next season as well, if you can get back into Europe?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, any team that competes and any team in the league would want to be playing in Europe and playing in that sort of competition against the opposition that you get to play against. We've had a taste of it this year in the three ties that we had, so and they're unbelievable games, and the experiences get so now that does give you a hunger to want to be in there, and of course you want to be in the group stages. Yeah,
I suppose just as well, we'll go back to Friday night against Cork City. What sort of problems can they cause you? I know they've struggled in the league this season, but they still have some quality players. Sean Maguire up front, he's always a danger. So what sort of challenges can they kind of bring for you guys on Friday?
They'll bring a lot of challenges. They've a really good fit squad down there, and yeah, the league is a totally different competition, and I mean they've got a lot of physical lads and a lot of energy which we need to be ready for, and no, we definitely won't be looking past them or anything like that. We'll be preparing the best we can for them.
You're the business end of the league now, you've got four league games left. Obviously you want to have two games left in the cup. Is this part of the season kind of the most exciting part for you? Like, I suppose you've had your couple of weeks off during the summer as well, and you had your European ties as well, but this kind of end of the season, there's still a lot to play for you guys this season.
Yeah, definitely is the business end of the season. It is exciting. The league, there's four big games for us to play in the league, and then a big game on Friday night, so it is exciting, but it's really the games that we're all prepared for all year, so we have to be ready for them.